Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman. Le'iloi Nishmas Chaim Menachem Aaron Ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
Yuma Daf Zayin. The Gemara continues to discuss the sugya of Tumah B'tzibur. We have a machlekes what the gedder is, if it's hutra or dechuya. And we'll start here with an akdoma. The dinim of Tumah by a korban tzibur are negeya in different types of Tumah. The Avavim and Beis, we discussed what happens if the Kainim become Tomei. There we have a din that Tumah B'tzibur could be matter the Kainim to be makir of a carbon even B'tumah. We discussed also what happens if the Bailim of the carbon is Tomei, and we said the Pashtus only by a carbon Pesach, this is Negea. Other carbonis we don't need Bechlau, the Bailim to be Tahar. Here on Dav Zayim we discuss what happens if the carbon itself becomes Tomei. Here also, when the carbon becomes Tomei, we have a special kula that if it's a carbon tzibur, we could be makrivit bitumah. And again, there's a machlokes what the gather is, if it's hutra or dechuya. Here on Daf Zayin, when we discuss the carbon becoming Tomei, we're introduced to a new concept of ritzoy tzitz. The Gemara at the bottom of the Omud brings a drosha from the pasuk v'nosa aroin es avoyna kodshim. We learn that the tzitz has a certain power to be machsher carbon, which is pasul. And the Gemara says, which type of psul is this? This is a psul tumo. Why dafka psul tumo? The Gemara says, because we find the Torah was makel, the guy with the psul tumo elsewhere, by a carbon tzibur. So we'll say also the pasuk that the tzitz is meratzeh is referring to this same psul of tumo. Once we find one kula, the guy with the psul of tumo, we learn also that the kula, that the tzitz is meratzeh, is also the guy with the psul of tumo. But this kula is equally true both by a carbon yachid and by a carbon tzibur. Now our sugya, which is discussing a carbon tzibur, when the carbon becomes pasul, so we have two possible kulas. We have the kula of a carbon tzibur, which is either hutra or dechuya, and we have the kula of a ritzoy tzitz. And the sugya discusses how these two dinim work together. When do we invoke the din of ritzoy tzitz, and when do we use the kula of tumah b'tzibur? And the Gemara is mevur that this is going to be taluy in the machlokes of hutra or dechuya. Now the Gemara before, when we discussed when the kohanim become tamei, there also the Gemara says it's taluy in hutra or dechuya. There was no mention of the concept of ritzoy tzitz, and that's because ritzoy tzitz does not play a role bechlal by tumas haguf. Rashi here on Zayin Amud Aleph Dibar Maskel Bein Betzibur quotes this din. It's a Mishnah in Psachim Pei Amud Beis. The Mishnah says that ein hatzitz meratzeh al tumas haguf. In other words, when we're dealing with the tumah of the guf, either the kohanim became tamei or the bailim became tamei by a korban pesach, there ritzoy tzitz is not going to help us bechlal, and we're going to have to rely totally on the kula of tumah b'tzibur. Only here on Daf Zayin, when we're discussing the tumah of the korban, here the Gemara introduces ritzoy tzitz. Like we see later on in the Braisa, further down on the Omid, al ma hatzitz meratzeh al adam v'al abosar v'al achelev shenitma. The Braisa mentions ritzoy tzitz when a part of the carbon became tamei, but when the person becomes tamei, there's no concept of ritzoy tzitz. Now when we talk about the carbon becoming tamei, we have to differentiate between different parts of the carbon. The ikar part of the carbon, which is mechaper, by behemo that's the dam, by mincha that's the koimetz, or by certain menachos, the entire mincha, all goes on the mezbeach, that's all part of the carbon which is mechaper. By these, there's surely an issue if it becomes tamei. If we won't use the kula of ritzoy tzitz, or by a carbon tzibur, we won't use hutra or dechuya, then the carbon will surely be pasul. Now in the sugya we mention what happens if the dam becomes tamei. Now the truth is, this is not pashut bechlal, that dam kodshim could be mekabel tumah. And therefore we don't find anywhere in the Rambam that he discusses what happens if the dam of the carbon becomes tamei, because the Rambam paskins that dam kodshim is bechlal not mekabel tumah. This is a sugya in Psachim Daf Tezayin, the sugya of Mashka Beis Mitbachayo. But Al Kaponim Er Sugya is assuming that Dam could be Mekabel Tumah. But even if you hold Dam is not Mekabel Tumah, the same Nidin will be Negeya by a Koimetz of a Mincha, which is Mekabel Tumah, that's the equivalent to the Dam. Now other than Dam by a Zevach, and Koimetz by a Mincha, what about one of the other Chalakam of the Karbin, which are not the Mechaper? They're not the part of the Karbin which accomplishes the Ritzoy of the Karbin. For example, the basar of the carbon, which is either nechel to the kainim or to the bailim, or the shiraim of a mincha. What about if those become tamei? Is there an issue of ritzoy tzitz or an issue of tumah b'tzibur? So kipshutei, we should not need ritzoy tzitz or tumah b'tzibur to be machshir if they become tamei. Because either way, even if they're tamei, the carbon is kosher without them. And even with tuma b'tzibur, even with hutra or dechuya, either way, that's not going to be matter to eat the basar or the shirayim if it's tamei. This is a mefurish and mishnah in Psachim ayin vavam and beis that a carbon tzibur which is brought b'tuma, the basar and the shirayim have no heter to be eaten. And therefore, pashtos, the heter of tuma b'tzibur, whether it's hutra or dechuya, is not negeya if the basar becomes tamei or the shirayim becomes tamei. It's only negeya if the dam becomes tamei or the kaimitz becomes tamei. Now, ritzoy tzitz, also pashtos, should not be negeya if the basar or the shirayim become tamei, because you don't need the basar or the shirayim to accomplish the ritzoy of the carbon. The din of ritzoy tzitz is only what you need to be machshir the carbon, but it will not be matter to eat basar or shirayim, which is tamei. Now, the only carbon which it is necessary to eat the basar in order to be yotze the mitzvah of the carbon is a carbon pesach. And that the Mishnah Psachim that we mentioned, Ayin Vav Amibay, says clearly that a carbon pesach, which is Baba Tumma, that accomplishes a heter to be eat the basar, even if it's tamei. Now, further down the Amud, we see in the Braisa that there is a concept of Ritzoy Tzitz on basar of a carbon which becomes tamei. What is it necessary to have a Ritzoy Tzitz for the basar? Like we said, either way the carbon is kosher without it. And either way, even if there is Ritzoy Tzitz, that's not going to be matter to eat basar which is tamei. So what does it mean that there's Ritzoy Tzitz on the basar? So Tosis in Dibur Maschil al Adam v'al Basar explains that this din is negeya according to Yeshua, who holds him ain basar ain dam. If there's a carbon that all the basar is either lost or becomes possible, the din is that you cannot be zerik the dam. You can't have a carbon which only has dam and no basar b'chal. So what would happen if all of the basar of the carbon becomes tamei? Here the carbon would become pasul. And therefore it's necessary to have ritzoy tzitz to be meratzeh for the tumah of the basar. However, here also it doesn't mean the maisa that you'll be able to eat the basar. The basar will still be usher to eat, it has an isser of basar tamei. Like Rashi and Psachim Tez Zainam and Beis, Rashi speaks out that when we speak about ritzoy tzitz on the basar, it's not mitarid and it's not matir be'achila. So what does it do? So the Achreinim are masber that basar which becomes tamei is considered minutak from the carbon. It's severed from the carbon. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yeshua, if all you have left is dam, you can't be zerik to dam because there's no such thing as a carbon of only dam and no basar. Through the din of ritzoy tzitz, that will make it consider that this basar is part of the carbon. It's not a carbon which only has dam, it's a carbon which has basar as well. So even though the maisa, you're not going to be able to eat the basar, it's still considered part of the carbon, and that will be matter to be zerik the dam. Taisa says it's also negeya other things for a carbon which became pigal. The din is your only chayiv kar is from eating a carbon which is pigal, if the carbon had all of the avodas done, meaning you did the four avodas hadam, shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. Now what happens if the basar became tamei before you finish the zrika? So like we said, it's really menutak from the carbon, it's severed from the rest of the carbon, so it would be considered that this basar, which is tamei, never had a zrika done for it. However, since the din is that there's ritzoy tzitz, so it's considered that this basar did have a zrika done on its behalf, so now if someone will eat it, he'll be chayiv karis for eating pigal. And Taisa says one more thing, it's also negela, fuki mede me'ilo, the din is that kochim kochim, the basar is yoytze mede me'ilo after you do the zrika. What happens if this basar already was tamei by the time you got up to the zrika? So without the din of ritzoy tzitz, this basar tamei did not have a zrika, and therefore it never lost its me'ilo. But with the din ritzoy tzitz, it's considered that even this basar tamei had a zrika, and therefore it no longer has me'ilo. So those are the nafkaminas where it's negeya ritzoy tzitz on basar. Now what about chaylev? The Braisa also mentions the concept of ritzoy tzitz by chaylev. Chaylev is not nechel, it goes on in the Zbeach. Why is it necessary to have ritzoy tzitz? L'chair, even if you're not makter the imurim, still you have a kapara for the carbon. So here also, even with ritzoy tzitz, we are not going to allow to be makter the chaylev on the Mizbeach. Ritzoy tzitz does not accomplish anything that's not needed for the kapara of the carbon. So here also you'll say, Pashtus, the same as Tosfos says, as far as the basar, that you'll need a ritzoy tzitz on the chaylev. For example, if there's no basar of the carbon, the basar is all gone, and the only thing left is chaylev. Here also, according to Rabbi Yeshua, if you'll have ritzoy tzitz, it will be considered that this carbon still has chaylev, and even if you're not going to be makterit lemaisa, this is a carbon which has chaylev, it's not a carbon which only has dam, and therefore you'll be able to be zayik the dam, even according to Rabbi Yeshua. Now there's another issue. What about a korban tzibur? We mentioned before the Mishnah in Pesachim that says that a korban tzibur which is brought by tumah is not nechal. There's no heter to eat the basar. What about the imurim? Are you makter the imurim or not? So this is a sugya later on in Yumad Mem Vav. There's a machlokes Rashi and Tosis over there. The Maaseh of the Rambam paskins in Perek Dawid, Klei Hamikdash Halacha Tes, that you are makter the imurim from a korban tzibur which is brought by tumah. But al kapana by a korban yochid, even with three tzitzits, you will still not be able to be makter the imurim lemaisa on the mezbeach. So this is the hakdama about the different chalakim of the carbon. When is it negea the concept of ritzay tzitz or the hutra or the chuya of a carbon tzibur? Now another point we should mention: the din of ritzay tzitz is meratzah for any type of tumah. Even though we said as far as tumah hutra but tzibur, that's only legabaya tumah of tumas meis, not tumah hayotzim gufay. By ritzay tzitz, there's no differentiation between different types of tumah. So on one hand, ritzay tzitz has a mila over tumah betzibur, that ritzay tzitz works in all types of tumah. On the other hand, tumah betzibur has a mila that it works even on tumas gavri, a tumah of the kainim or the bailim, as opposed to ritzay tzitz, which is only on tumah of the carbon. Now let's go back and discuss what happens by a carbon tzibur, where the dam becomes tamei, assuming it could become tamei, or the kaimetz, or minchas nesachim, if the whole mincha became tamei. So like we said, there are two possible heterim over here. There's the heter of a carbon tzibur, which is either hutra or dechuya, and also there's the issue of ritzay tzitz. Now let's start by asking, why is it negeya bechlal, the heter or the dichoy of a carbon tzibur? Why can't we just use the ritzay tzitz? The tzitz is meratzeh, a carbon which becomes tamei, and even by a carbon yachid, so why bechlal do we have to mention the tzad of hutro or dechuyah betzibur? On that, the teretz is that when we say tzitz is meratzeh, if you were zorik dam tamei, or a kaimetz that was tamei, that's only b'diyevet. If you already zorik the dam or makter the kaimetz, the carbon is kosher b'diyevet. But l'chatchilo, one cannot go ahead and be zorik dam tamei, or a kaimetz which is tamei. And not only that, we'll see in the sugya that sometimes the Rabbanon even made a knas that if you did it b'mezid, they made the carbon pasul. Rashi in the sugya says they didn't mamish pasul the carbon because if a carbon is kosher m'dairaisa, the Rabbanon cannot pasul it and be mechayev you to bring another carbon that's going to cause you to bring chulin b'azara. However, they pasuled it legabe that now the basar will be osar ba'achila. Now the ma'isa the din is, and this is mevur in Menachos Daf Chof Hei, that by a carbon tzibur, the Chacham did not make such a knas to pasul the carbon b'diyevet if you were zorik dam tamei. Our sugya did have a havamina that the b'raisa which gives a knas if you zorik dam tamei b'mezid is talking about a carbon tzibur, but l'maisa we hold that there is no knas by a carbon tzibur. But nevertheless, that's b'diyevet. Still, l'chatchilo, you would not be able to be zorik dam tamei even by a carbon tzibur just with using ritzay tzitz alone. And therefore, we have to introduce the factor of either hutra or dechuya b'tzibur. Now, kepshutai, by a carbon yachid, where we said you cannot be zerik the dam l'chatchila using ritzay tzitz, even if you would have no other carbon, you have no other option, still the din would be you cannot be zerik the dam. However, Taisis over here, the top Taisis, Dira Maschal Parim, he has a chiddush that par avodah zarah, which is a carbon tzibur she'ein kavur loizman. Since it's not kavur loizman, there's no hutra and there's no dechuya. Still, Taisis holds that if you will have no other carbon to bring, there's no other option, then you will be allowed to be zorik the dam even lechatchila. Now the Sfasemis is bothered. What is the pshat on this? What should be the heter to be zorik the dam even lechatchila? And he says that Taisis holds, even though paravik de zara has no hutra or dechuya, nevertheless there is a certain maila from the fact that it's a carbon tzibur, that the din that we say that you cannot be zorik dam lechatchila even with ritzay tzitz, that is only by a carbon yochin mamish, and not by a carbon tzibur, even if it's a carbon tzibur she'ein kavu loizman. He says the Gemara Menachos, which is mechalik between a carbon yochin and a carbon tzibur, by a carbon yochin we even give a knas to pasul the carbon if you zorik the dam lechatchila, and by a carbon tzibur there is no knas, you could even be zorik the dam lechatchila. The Sfasema says, B'das Toysis, that is true even by a carbon tzibur, she'ein kavu loizman. There's no din that you can't be zorik the dam lechatchila. If l'maisa you have another option of bringing a different carbon, then you have to bring another carbon. But if you can't bring another carbon, you could be zorik the dam even lechatchila. Now this can be understood much better if you hold like Shitas Toysis in Zvachim Tzadik Beis and Psochem Ayin Ches, is that min ha-Torah, ritzay tzitz is matter to be zorik dam tamei or be makter kaimetz tamei even lechatchila. That which you cannot be zorik or makter lechatchila, that's only a din d'rabbanon. He doesn't say why the Rabbanan made such a takana, where this takana comes from. But Al Kaparim, that's what Tosis holds, that Ritzei Tzitz will be matter even the Chatchilo. The Rabbanan asked it, and even gave a knas to pass the Karban B'diyeved by a Karban Yochid. And with this we can explain that Tosis holds that the Rabbanan were mechalik between a Karban Yochid and a Karban Tzibur, even a Karban Tzibur which is not Kavur Leizman. So there's no Hutra or Dechuya. Nevertheless, here the Rabbanan did not say that you shouldn't be Zerik the Dam L'chatchilo. If you could find another carbon, then you bring a different carbon. If there's no other carbon to bring, here the deal would be that you could even be Zerik the Dam L'chatchilo. This is the way the Sfasemes learns Taisis. The Rishash has a different Mahalach in Taisis, but the Sfasemes seems to be the Pashtus. Now, Al-Kaparim, according to this sheet of Taisis, that Midairaisa you could be Zerik Dam Tomei L'chatchilo with Risui Tzitz, so the whole Nidin in the Sugya, which discusses using either Hutra or Dechuya by a carbon Tzibur that the Dam became Tomei, this is all only negeya after we have a din darbona not to be zerik the dam lechatchila. With the raisa, you could be zerik the dam lechatchila even by a carbon yochid. After Rabbanan said not to be zerik the dam lechatchila, and even by a carbon tzibo, you're not supposed to be zerik the dam lechatchila if you have another carbon. We said before that if you don't have another carbon, then you could be zerik the dam lechatchila even by a carbon tzibo, which is not kavul ezman, without hutra or dechuya. But al kaponim, if you do have another carbon, then Rabbanan said not to be zerik the dam lechatchila, not to rely on ritzoy tzitz. Here you have to come on to either Hutra or Dechuya, that's the Nidin in the Sugya. And Tosis in Psachim Ayin Ches points out that Midereisa, the only chilik between a carbon Yachid and a carbon Tzibur is by Tumas Aguf, if the Kain becomes Tamei. But if the carbon becomes Tamei, then Midereisa, there's no chilik between a carbon Yachid and a carbon Tzibur. And this Lechair is the Pshat in Rashi as well in our Sugya. Rashi Dibar Maschil Bein B'Tzibur. Rashi says the chilik between a carbon yochid and a carbon tzibur is negeya by tumas aguf, not by tumas carbon. And even though lechayr there is a nafkamina by tumas carbon, whether you could be zerik the dam lechatchila or not, only by a carbon tzibur you could be zerik the dam. According to my number tumah hutra, even if there is another carbon, if you hold tumah dechuya, only if there's no other carbon. But lechayr that's only by carbon tzibur, by carbon yochid you cannot be zerik the dam lechatchila. Lechayr the teretz would be that Rashi means on a dairaisa level. Rashi would hold that midairaisa Ritzoy Tzitz would be matter to be Zerik the Dam L'chatchila even by a carbon yochid. And therefore Rashi says the chilik between a carbon yochid and a carbon tzibur is legabei tumas aguf, not legabei tumas carbon. The Rishash has a different pshat in Rashi, but the pshat we're saying, according to the Sfas Emes, would seem to be the more simpler pshat in the Sugya. Now at the top of the Omer, Rosh Hashis brings a raya, the tumot duchuyah b'tzibur, from the Braisa that talks about a minchas ha'omer. And the Braisa says that if it becomes Tomei, lechatchila you should bring a different Omer instead. From that we see that Tumah Dechuya and not Hutra. If it would be Hutra, then you would not have to try to bring lechatchila a different carbon Omer. But since Tumah Dechuya b'tzibur, so just like we try to find a different Kain who's Tar, also lechatchila we should try to find a different Mincha which is Tar. And that the Gemara answers, it's not a Raya. Maidina hecha de'ika shirayim la'achila. Rashi explains, since the carbon omer, the shirayim is nechal, and the din is that if it's brought with tumah, then you cannot eat the shirayim. So the chatchil would try to bring a different mincha in order that the kohanim should be able to eat the shirayim of the mincha. Pashas, this means because the achilas shirayim is a kiyam mitzvah. So in order to become the mitzvah's achila, we bring another carbon lechatchila. Now the Shar Melech, in Bias Migdash Perek Dalin, Halacha Yudalid, he has two tzadim what it means. Madina hechad ikah shirayim la'achila. Does it mean to say that any carbon which has achila, so lechatchila or mahader, we try to bring it b'tahayra? Or does it mean only in the case that if you would not bring a different carbon, then this carbon would not be allowed to be nechal bechlal, then in order to allow the achila, lechatchila will bring a different carbon? And Rashi, he says, clearly says like the second tzad, Rashi says that since it won't be nechal, because the carbon tzibur above a tumah is not nechal, therefore in order to allow the achila, we bring a different carbon. However, the Shar Melech brings a Tosfos in Menachos Tes Vav Amud Aleph. Tosfos uses this svara of Medina Hecha Deika Shirayim La'achila in regards to a carbon Pesach. Now a carbon Pesach, like we know, even if the carbon is tamei, it's nechal b'tumah, and the svara should not apply. Either way, the carbon will be eaten, even if it is tamei. The Mashmais of Tosfos is that the Svara Medina Hecha Deika Shirayim La'achila means any time there's a carbon that has to be Nechal, Lechatchila we try to bring it B'tahira even if you hold Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. Not only in a case where it won't be Nechal B'chlal if you don't bring another carbon, always Lechatchila we try to have a Achila done B'tahira. And the Sharm El points out that L'chair, this does not fit with Tosfos earlier of Vav Amud Beis. Tosfos is talking about a Korban Pesach, and he discusses that perhaps even if you hold Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, a Korban Pesach should be Begeder Dachoy, and he explains why, because it's not really brought by the whole Tzibur together. And Tosfos compares it to Eloi Shel Aron, which the Gemara in Zayin Amud Aleph says, since it's not really a Korban Tzibur, rather, it's a carbon yochet shekavu leizman. It does not have the din of hutra lekuli amutz begeder dochui. And the Sharm Melech asks, why doesn't Tosfos say the reason a carbon pesach is begeder dochui is because a carbon pesach has to be nechal? If any carbon that's nechal has this din that it's dochui in order that it should be nechal b'tahira, so carbon pesach as well, even lekman da amar tuma hutra should be begeder dochui because it has achilo. And this Tosfos would be mashma more like Rashi in our sugya, that when we say Medina Hecha De'ika Shirayim La'achilo, we mean to say that if it's going to be brought b'toma and not be eaten b'chlal, then l'chatchil would try to bring a different one in order to be mekayim the mitzvah sa'achilo. And if so, by Korban Pesach, this far is not negeya, because the Korban Pesach either way is nechal, even if it's tamei. Al-Koponim, this is the shayla of the Sharm Melech. These are its two tzadim. What does it mean, Medina Hecha De'ika Shirayim La'achilo? Now, in the same Sharm Melech, he asks another kasha. The Gemara earlier on Vav Amud Beis was discussing the possibility of making the Kohen Gadol be pirish and be chayshish from Tumas Meis. The Gemara said, if you hold Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, there's no reason to be chayshish. Now, the Sharm Melech asks, one of the karbanis that the Kohen Gadol brought on Yom Kippurim was the Soyer Hanaseh B'Chutz, the Soyer part of the Musaf. That Soyer was Nechal L'Kohenim La'erev. It was like any other chatas, which is nechal l'kayanim. They can't eat it on Yom Kippur, but they eat it that night. And therefore, l'chayra, even if you hold tumah hutra, but there's a reason to be chayshish for tumas meis, so that the kohen gadol, when he's makir of this soyer, which has to be nechal, it should be able to be eaten. Like the Gemara says, Madina hecha d'ika shirayim la'achila, there, even if you hold tumah hutra, l'chatchila, we try to be mahader and bring a b'tahayra, so that it should be nechal b'tahayra. Now this is similar to the kasha that the Achronim asked from the Ayal. The Ayal also, the Gemara here in Zayin Amud Aleph says that it had a gedra of dechia because it was really a carbon yachid. And the Achronim asked, so therefore why are we not mechayev prisha for the Kohen Gadol? We should be choshish for Tumas Meis for the akrova of the Ayal. That's begedra dochui. So the Gvur Sari and the Achronim said that according to what Tosfos on Zayin Amud Aleph holds, that a carbon yachid, a kavu is man, when the Gemara says it's only dochui and not hutra, that's a din d'rabbanon. Midereisa, that's also hutra. There's no chilik midereisa between a carbon simur mamish and a carbon yachad shekavu leizman. According to the mandomar tuma hutra, both of them are hutra. And therefore, the answer to the kasha, the reason why we're not chayshish for tumas meis, legabe da krovas ha'ayil, is because midereisa da krovas ha'ayil is also begeder hutra. It's only a din d'rabbanon to treat it as dechuya, and therefore the Rabbanon didn't go so far to be mechayev prisha to be chayshish for tumas meis. Now this teretz only works for the ayal, but lagabe the soyer, which the Gemara says that lekuli amud dochoy for a different reason, because the shirayim la'achila pashas, this is a svar deraisa. We don't see anywhere that it's only a din Rabbanon, and if midereisa it's begeder dechuya, so then the kasha remains: why aren't we mechayev prisha on the kohen gadol to be chayshish for tumas meis? Because of the akrova of the soyer, which has achila, and that lekuliyam is begeder dochay and not hutra. So the Sharm Melech himself answers this kasha that the Gemara only meant to be chayshish for prisha. That was only legabe the karbanis that are coming to be mechaper for the chatoim. There we would go out of our way to make an added chumra to be chayshish that the kohen gadol shouldn't become tamei tumas meis if you hold that tumah is dechuya b'tzibur. However, the gabi, that krova of the soyer nasib b'chutz, there we're not going to make an additional chumra to make prisha that the kohen gadol should not come to be tamei tumas meis. This is similar to the way the Ritva quoted Rishim Tosfos to answer the kasha from the ayil, that for the ayil itself, that wouldn't be enough of a reason to be mechayev prisha for the kohen gadol. The Rishash over here in the sugya asked this kasha as well, and he sends us to what he writes in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. There the Rishash is Meirich, and he proves that not all of the avodas that were done on Yom Kippur had to be done by the Kohen Gadol himself. He says only the avodas hayom, the avodas that were unique to Yom HaKippurim, they required the Kohen Gadol, but the daily avodas and even the musafin, they could be done by a different Kohen. And he says with this he answers the kasha as well, why are we not mechayev prisha for the soyer which is nasib b'chus, which is nechal le'erev? Why don't we say that the kuli amitz begeder dochi because of this soyer? And the Rishash says that if the kohen gadol will become tamei, it's not a problem b'chlal. A regular kohen will be makir of the soyer. So there's no reason to be mechayev prisha because of this soyer. Now there's another teretz to this kasha that the Chazon Ish says, which is totally in a machloikis rishonim. There's a major machloikis rishonim. We mentioned before the Mishnah and Psachim that says that a korban tzibur haba betumo is not nechal. Now what does that mean, that the korban tzibur is not nechal when it's brought betumo? Does that mean only in a case when the basar of the korban or the shiraim of the mincha is also tameh? What about in the case where the korban was brought betumo? Let's say a kohen was makrevit, the kohen was tameh, but he didn't touch the basar is still tahar. Can this basar be nechal or not? Does the Mishnah mean to say that Tumah Hutcher B'tzibur, which allows us to be makriv this carbon, only lets us be makriv it and be zarek the dam, but it does not allow us to eat the basar regardless whether the basar itself is tameh? Or is it only telling us that if the basar is tameh, then we don't have a heter to eat the basar? That's not included in Tumah Hutcher or Tumah Dukhuya. But if the basar is tar and never became tameh, that's not what the Mishnah is referring to. There the basar will be nechal. So Tosis in Eretz Sugya, Dibur Maschol Dam Shenitma, discusses this Nakuda. He's referring to the Gemara's Raya. The Gemara wanted to prove from the Braisa that says Dam Shenitma Vizorkli B'Shogig Hurtza B'Mezid Loi Hurtza. The Gemara wanted to prove from here that Toma Duchuya B'Tzibur. The Gemara originally understood that this Braisa is referring to a carbon tzibur as well. And we find that the din is that if it's Zorak B'Mezid, the din is that it's not Hurtza. In other words, since you're not supposed to rely on the Ritzoy Tzit, like we mentioned before, tzitz meratze is not matter to be zarek the dam l'chatchila. The Gemara thought that this braisa was referring to a carbon tibur as well. And we see from here that you have to rely on the ritzoy tzitz. And the Gemara is proving that tumah dechuya, because if tumah hutra, then you don't need the ritzoy tzitz b'chlal. If tumah hutra, you could be zarek the dam l'chatchila without the ritzoy tzitz. Masha inkein, if you hold tumah dechuya, here the Gemara holds, since bekoishi yirtiru, you have to try as much as possible to be mahadir, to be makrevit b'tayra. And the Gemara holds, included in that din, is that you should be zerik it in a way that there's a ritzoy tzitz. The ritzoy tzitz makes it that either way it's kosher. So you're not coming on to the heter of tumah b'tzibur more than necessary. And since l'maisa you're using the ritzoy tzitz, and ritzoy tzitz only works with the yeved, the chatchila you can't be zerik the dam relying on ritzoy tzitz. And the Rabbanan said that even with the yeved it's possible. So the Gemara understood that this braisa is talking about a carbon tzibur, and even by a carbon tzibur, that then would be true. So in other words, the Gemara is saying that the machlekes tumah hutra and tumah dechuya will be negeya when the carbon becomes tamei, and you want to be makrevit betumah if you hold tumah hutra betzibur, so you can be makrevit lechatchila betumah, and you don't have to come on to the ritzoy tzitz. But if you hold tumah dechuya betzibur, then only together with the ritzoy tzitz are you able to be makrevit. Now we mentioned before that by Tumas Gavri there is no Ritzoy Tzitz. If the Kohen becomes Tomei, there the Tzitz does not help Bechlal. Yet nevertheless, according to the Man Omer Tumah Duchuyu B'Tzibur, the Kohen could be Makrevit B'Tumah as long as there's no other Kohenim available. Even though here we're saying that if you hold Tumah Duchuyu B'Tzibur, it only works together with Ritzoy Tzitz. So Tosfos, in a few places, Menachos Chafei, Psachim Ayin Zayin, Tosfos speaks out, and even though Agamar says that if you hold Tumah Dechuya Hibetzibur, you have to also rely on the Ritzoy Tzitz, that's only when there is a possibility of Ritzoy Tzitz, like by Tumas Karbin. But by Tumas Gavri, where there's no way, there is no Ritzoy Tzitz, there even if you hold Tumah Dechuya, there's a heter for the Kayin to be Makrevit B'Tumah, without any Ritzoy Tzitz. Tosis later on Zayin Amud Beis at the bottom, he also mentions this Svara. Now anyways, in the Gemara's Kasha from this Braisa, from the Braisa that says B'Shogeg Hurtza B'Mezid Loi Hurtza, the Gemara wanted to prove that Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur. So Tosis over here, Dibur Maschol Dam Shenitma, he asks the Kasha. He says, what does it mean B'Mezid Loi Hurtza? So Rashi already says that the cases where the Rabbanon passed the carbon, when the cases when you were not supposed to rely on Ritzoy Tzitz and you were Zerik the Dam B'Mezid, so they said the carbon is possible. Rashi explains they weren't really Mechayef to bring another carbon. That would be a problem of Chulin Bazara. Rather, they said that the basar is not eaten. Now, Tosis asks Akasha, even if you hold Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, the din is, like we mentioned before, that a carbon tzibur which is brought B'Tumah is not Nechal. So how could the Gemara ask, according to the Man Omer, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, what's the Pshat B'Mezid Loi Hurtza? Either way, it's Loi Hurtza. Either way, the din is that the basar is not Nechal. Tosis understood the Gemara's Kasha was from the words B'Mezid Loi Hurtza. So therefore he asks, that since loy hortza has to mean that the basar is not nechal, so the kuliyama, the basar is not nechal. So Tosis explains the Gemara like this. The Gemara means to ask, bishlama if you hold tumah hutra b'tzibur, so even though we say b'derech klal that the basar is not nechal, that's only if the basar itself became tamei. But if the basar is still tar, the coin to the Mount Omar, tumah hutra, its begeder heter, will even be matter the basar ba'achilo. However, if you hold tumah dechuya, it's only b'koshi etiru, there it's mistaber that even if the basar is tar, we are not matter the basar ba'achilo. We are only machshir the carbon as much as we need for kapara, but not to allow the basar to be nechal. So Tosis means to say, therefore, if you're zarek b'shrei yig, so there you have the ritzoy tzitz. The tzitz is what's machshir the carbon. So if the basar is tar and the carbon is kosher, so you can eat the basar as well. However, if you're zarek b'mezid, there midarabanan they said not to rely on the ritzoy tzitz, and they gave a knas that you should not be able to eat the basar. So bishlamav tuma dechuya. So there's nothing being matter the basar. However, if you hold tumah hutra, then you don't even need the ritzoy tzitz. The fact that you're able to be machshir of this carbon and it's begeder heter, and the basar is tar, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to eat the basar. So it would seem from Tosfos that this nidin about the Mishnah and Psachim, when we say a carbon tzibur haba b'tumah that it's not nechal, is that only when the basar is tamei, or even when the basar is tar? So Tosfos seems to be saying that this is totally in tumah hutra or tumah dchuya. If you hold tumah hutra, we treat this carbon as a regular kosher carbon, and therefore the basar will be nechal as long as it's tar. Whereas if you hold it at tumah dchuya, we only are machshir the carbon as much as we need for the kapara, but we won't allow the basar to be eaten even if it's tar. However, l'maisa, this is not mamish the nidin that the Rishonim and the Achronim discuss about the Mishnah and Psachim, because Tosis is talking about a case of tumas carbon when the dam or the kaimitz became tamei. And we're using either tumah hutra or tumah dechuya to be machshir the carbon. And Tosis discusses what will be with the basar if the basar is still tar, will it be eaten or not? Now this Tosis really is only negeya in the havamina of the sugya, that we thought the braisa that says b'shogeg hurtza b'mezid loy hurtza is talking about a carbon sibur as well. However, l'maisa the gemara in Menachos Chafhei, we hold the maskana that by a carbon sibur there's no knas. Even b'mezid there's ritzoy tzitz, here the rabbanan did not pass all the carbon. And if so, the nidin of Tosfos, if you zerik dam tamei b'mezid by a carbon tzibur, will the basar be mutar ba'achila in a case where the basar is tar? L'maisa, it will not be totally in the machlokes tumah hutra or dechuya, because even without it coming onto hutra or dechuya, since there's ritzoy tzitz, the tzitz is machshir the carbon, then surely you could eat the basar if the basar is tar. The whole nidin in Tosfos just was that if you don't have ritzoy tzitz, if there'll be a knas b'mezid by a carbon tzibur as well, then Tosfos says it should be totally in the machlokes of hutra or dechuya. So the ma'isa, the shaila that we said that a carbon tzibur above a tumah, when the basar is still tar, is it eaten or not? This shaila is not negeya by dam shenitma, because dam shenitma, or by case of kaimis shenitma, there you surely can eat the basar or the shiraim if it's tar, because the ritzoy tzitz is machshir the carbon, and therefore it's matir also the basar ba'achilo. However, it is negeya in the case of tumas gavri where there's no ritzoy tzitz, the kain is makriv v'tumah, there the shaila remains, what's the din if the basar is tar? Is it nechal or not? So Tosfos by us is a similar nekuda, but not exactly the shaila, which is negeya la'alocha by tumas gavri when the carbon is brought v'tumah, is the basar nechal if the basar is tar? So the ma'isa, as far as this shaila by tumas gavri, so there's a Tosfos in Zvachim Tez Zayin Amud Beis. He's referring to the Gemara over there, which has a tzad to say that Einin should be learnt out of Tomei. Just like a Kain Tomei, if he's makrav by a carbon tzibur, there's a heter, the carbon is kosher. Also a Kain which is an Einin, if he's makrav a carbon tzibur, it should be kosher. By a carbon yachin, the din is that if an Einin is makrav, then the carbon is posel. Only a Kain Golo could be makrav when he's an Einin. Akoponim in the Havmin of the Gemara, Tosfos is mevur that if the kain is makrav when he's an einin, the basar won't be nechal. Just like by carbon that's brought by tumah, it's not nechal. If einin is learned from tumah, we'll have the same din that the carbon is not nechal. However, the Shita Mikubetzos over there argues on Tosfos. He says, why is it that a carbon sibur which is brought by tumah is not nechal? Because the basar is also tamei. Usually when the kain does the aveda, he'll be mitame the basar. But by an einin, why should we say that just because a kain einin was makriv the behemoth, it shouldn't be nechal? There's nothing wrong with eating the basar. And the Achronim quote this Tosis and the Sheet of Mikubetes, and they say that the Machlokes is in this Nekuda. Do we say that a carbon tzibur which is karev betuma, that's not nechal, that's only when the basar is tamei, or even if the basar is tar? Tosis clearly holds that it's even when the basar is tar. And therefore he holds that by hakrova of a einin, since hakrova's einin is learned down to have hakrova's tamei, and when a tamei is makar of a carbon, the basar is not nechal, also by an einin it won't be nechal. And the Shita Mikubetes holds that only if the basar is tamei, that's when we say it's not nechal. If the basar is tar, it would be nechal. And therefore by an einin also it should be nechal. In the Brisk Rav al Torah, in Parshas Ba'al Oischa, he speaks about this Shaila. He quotes the Machlokes, the Tosis, and the Shita Mikubetes. And he says, the Rambam, in Perek Daud, Bias Migdash Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam says, "Ein hakorban habobetuma nechal, ela nisraf, kishar kochum shenitmu." The Rambam seems to be saying that a korban sibur, when it's brought betuma, it's not nechal, just like any other basar kochum, which is tamei, it's not nechal. The Mashmoy says that if the basar would be tar, then it would be nechal. He brings also another Rambam in Perek Dalet Hilchos Klei HaMikdosh, Halacha Tes. The Rambam says that a korban sibur which is brought betuma, so if all of the kainim were tmeim, so it was brought by kohanim tmeim, the basar is eaten by bali mumin who are tahar, so they couldn't do the avodah, but they could eat the basar, so we give them the basar to eat. The mashmois of this Rambam is that sometimes the korban sibur above a tumah is nechal as long as the basar is tar. And that's what the Rambam says, that if there are bali mumin who are taharim, so you give them the basar to eat. So akoponim, this needed is a machlekes rishainim. Now lachar, we should point out, if you hold like the Rishonim, that even when the basar is not tamei, then it's not nechal, then by a korban tzibur which has basar to eat, so the Gemara says that l'kuli yama, even the mandamar tumba hutra, but if there's basar to eat, then it's begeder dechuya. And if so, if you have a korban tzibur which is nechal, then even the mandamar tumba hutra b'tzibur, he would agree that you should try to be mahader and bring kohanim or tahirim, so that they should be makriv the korban, and that it should be able to be nechal. Mishnah, if you hold like the Rishonim, that either way it could be nechal as long as it's tahar. So if you hold tumah hutra b'tzibur, l'chatchila you could bring kohanim or tmeim. You don't have to try to get kohanim or tahirim, and you just make sure that the basar doesn't become tamei from the kohanim. However, if you hold like the Rishonim that the basar always is not nechal, even if it doesn't become tamei, then l'chur you should have to l'chatchila bring kohanim or tahirim so that the basar will be able to be eaten. And if so, you'll have to say that the machlokes from Nachman and Rav Sheshis, when you have to look for other kohanim or tahirim, that's only by a korban tzibur which is not nechal. However, a korban tzibur which is nechal, l'kula yama, you should have to be mahadra tahirim, so that the basar will be able to be eaten, like the Gemara says, "Maydina hechad ika shirayim la'achilo," that l'kula yama is together docho, not together hutra. Now let's go back now to the kasha that the Achronim asked. After the Gemara said, "Maydina hechad ika shirayim la'achilo," that l'kuli yama it's together dochoy, why on the Gemara in Vav and Beis, why don't we say that the Kohen Gadol should be pirish and be choshesh for tumas meis because of the soyer hachutz which he brings, that soyer has to be nechal, and since it has to be eaten, on this we say l'kuli yama tumah d'chuya, and we should have to make sure, do as much as we can, that the Kohen Gadol should not become tamei. So the Chazanish answers that this is telling the machlokes rishonim. If you hold like the Rishonim that if the basar remains tar, then it could be eaten, then the kasha is not shver. Even if the Kohen Gadol will become tamei, tumas meis, and he'll be makir of the soyer, he'll do it in a way that he makes sure that he does not touch the basar, and then the basar will be eaten by the kohenim be'erev. The kasha would only be shver if you hold like the other Rishonim, that either way the basar will not be eaten if the carbon is brought up tumah. If so, the kasha should be that you should be choshesh for tumas meis. Here you should say tumah dechuya because of the sar that the Kohen Gadol brings. If he ends up bringing it betumah, then it won't be eaten. So this will be another teretz to the kasha of the Achronim, based on the Rishonim will hold that if the basar is tar, then it could still be nechal. Now there's an important yisoid, a chiddush of Tosfos in the sugya, which Tosfos does not mention until the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis and Dibur Maschal Machlav Reb Shimon. The Gemara on Amud Beis is mechadish that the machlokes from Nachman and Rav Sheshis, if tumah hutra or dechuya, is really totally in a machlokes tanoim. The machlokes between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, if tit is meratze only if it's al mitzchoy or even when it's not al mitzchoy. And Rav Shimon brought a raya, kohen gadol b'yom kippurim yechiach, that the tit is not al mitzchoy when he does the avodah lefnai ulefnim, and still the din is that if the carbon becomes tamei, it's merutza, the carbon is kosher, and he proves from that that tit is meratze even when it's not al-metzchoy. And then Rabbi Yehuda answered back that Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim is Tuma Hutra b'Tzibur, and therefore you don't need the Tzitz B'chlal, so there's no right that Tzitz Meratze when it's not El Mitzchay. And the Gemara says, from this it's Mashma that Rabbi Shimon holds that Tuma D'chuy b'Tzibur, and you do need the Ritzoy Tzitz, and therefore since the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it, you have a right that even when he's not wearing it, Tzitz is Meratze. Now Tosis asks Akasha. Tosis asks, maybe really Tzitz is not Meratze if it's not El Mitzchay. And how is it that the Kohen Gadol, when he's marker of the Karbonis and Yom Kippur, even if he becomes Tomei, the Karbon is kosher, he says that should be the same as Tumas Gavra. Tumas Gavra, according to the Man Omar, Tumas Duchuyi B'Tzibur, still if there's no other Kohen, so a Kohen Tomei could do the Avodah, even though there is no Ritzei Tzitz. So you see that if the only way to do the Avodah B'Tuma is without a Tzitz, then it's kosher even without a Tzitz. So if so, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he couldn't wear the Tzitz, even Tumas Karbon should be kosher without the Tzitz, even if Tumah Dechuya, but since there is no option of the Tzitz, so it should be kosher even without it. So Tosis answers that Rav Shimon means, Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim Yechiach, that if the Karbon becomes Tomei, even if there is another Karbon to bring, still he can bring the Karbon that became Tomei. This is Rav Shimon's Raya, that Tzitz Meratze even B'Shas, that it's not Al Mitzchay, because if there would not be a Ritzei Tzitz, and you hold Tumah Dechuya, then you would have to bring a different carbon. You wouldn't be allowed to bring this carbon. But since there is Ritzei Tzitz, even if it's not Al Mitzchay, so the two things together, Tumah Dechuya and Ritzei Tzitz, that will be matter to bring the carbon L'chatchila, even if there is another option to bring a different carbon. This is Tosis Chiddush, that Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur, if there's a Ritzei Tzitz, if the Kohen Gadol is wearing the Tzitz, you don't have to bring another carbon, even L'chatchila, you can bring the carbon that's Tomei. And Tosis continues the Gemara in Amud Aleph that says, Hayamakir of Minchas Parim, the Gemara in the Havamina thought it means Parah Dechag, and according to the Man Omar Tumah Dechuya, the Gemara understood why Lechatchil you have to bring a different carbon. Tosis says that has to be talking about, according to the Man Omar, that if Tzitz is not Al Mitzchay, it's not Meratze, and the case is talking about the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the Tzitz, or the Kuliyama if the Tzitz is broken. There the Gemara says, since Tumah Dechuya, you can't Lechatchil bring a carbon that's Tumah, you have to try to bring a different carbon. If Tumah Hudra, then you could bring the carbon L'chatchila, even though it's Tameh, even though there is no Ritzei Tzitz. So there are two Chidushim here in Taisvis. The first Chidush is that Taisvis holds that a carbon Tzibur, even if you hold Tumah Dechuya, but if the Kohen Gadol is wearing the Tzitz, then L'chatchila you could bring the carbon that became Tameh, you don't have to try to bring a different carbon. And the second Chidush, Taisvis says, that Minchas Parim, which the Gemara understood is Parei Achag, so it's a carbon tzibur, if you hold Tumah Dechuya, and there's no possibility of bringing any other carbon, you could be makir of this carbon, and even though there is no Ritzei Tzitz. Tosis says the case is talking about the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the Tzitz. If he was, then you'd be able to be makir of it even L'chatchila, you wouldn't have to look for another carbon. So the case is there is no Tzitz, and still the din is, if there's no other option, you could be makir of it without a Ritzei Tzitz. This is Tosis' Chiddush, that Tumah Dechuya could work even without a Tzitz, it will still be kosher, as long as there's no other option of bringing a different carbon. So in other words, the chilik between Tumah Hutra and Tumah Dechuya only is if L'chatchila you have to try to find a different carbon. If Tumah Hutra, you don't have to find a different carbon. If Tumah Dechuya, then if you don't have a Tzitz, you have to try to find a different carbon. If you do have a Tzitz, you could be makir of this carbon even L'chatchila. And if you do not have an option of bringing a different carbon, then Tosis holds, even without a Tzitz, Tumah Dechuya alone will be machsher the carbon for Akrova. Now the Gvura Sari is mayrich about this Tosfos, he brings a lot of rayas, and he's chaylik on both of these nekudas of Tosfos. Firstly, he says that according to the Man Omar, Tumah Dechuya, even if the Kohen Gadol is wearing a tzitz, lechatchila you have to try to bring a different carbon. We're not matir to be makir of a carbon tamei lechatchila if you hold Tumah Dechuya, even if the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz. And secondly, the Gvura Sari holds that if the din is Tumah Dechuya Hibetzibur, the only way to be machsher this carbon is together with the Ritzei Tzitz. If the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the Ritzei Tzitz, then even b'dieved the Hakrova will be possel. Since the din is Tumah Dechuya, the carbon can only have a hechsher using all possible means to be memayit in using the heter of Tzibur. And since Tumah's carbon has an option of Ritzei Tzitz, the only way it will have a hechsher is if you use Ritzei Tzitz. But if you don't have a Ritzei Tzitz, if the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it, or if it's broken, the carbon will be possible even b'dieved. According to the Gvura Sari, we'll have to differentiate, even though by Tumas Gavri the din is that Tumah Dechuya works without a Ritzei Tzitz, because by Tumas Gavri there's no option of Tzitz. Nevertheless, by Tumas Carbon, since Tumas Carbon in general does have an option of Ritzei Tzitz, So even if practically speaking, this specific carbon, there is no option. Like the Hakrava of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he's not wearing the Shemayin HaBegadim, he can't be wearing the tzitz. Still the din would be that Tumas carbon will not have a heter without Ritzoy tzitz. We don't need that practically this specific carbon has an option of Ritzoy tzitz. Rather, in general, Tumas carbon has an option of Ritzoy tzitz. And therefore, Tumas carbon will not have a hechsher unless there is Ritzoy tzitz. So this is the Machlokes Tosfos and the Gvura Sari in the Sugya. Now we'll try to make a quick summary of the klalim that come out from the sugya. We'll start with Tumas Gavri. If the Kayin becomes Tamei, so Tumas Gavri has no option of Ritzoy Tzitz. Ritzoy Tzitz only works by Tumas Karbin. And therefore a Karbin Yachid, there's no Eitza to be Makar of the Karbin. A Karbin Sibar, however, there's a Machlokes if it's Hutra or Dechuya. There are two Lashanis in the Gemara. How to explain the Machlokes from Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Now if this Kayin Tamei, while he's being Makar of the Karbin, he's Metamer the Basar, then the basar is not ne'echal. Regardless if tumah is hutra or dechuya, either way, we're not matter to eat basar that's tamei. If the basar is tar, so he said there's a machlokes rishonim, a carbon that's brought b'tumah, and the basar is tar, can the basar be eaten? And we pointed out, if you hold like the rishonim, that it's not eaten even if the basar is tar, then l'chair, even if you hold tumah hutra b'tzibur, but by a carbon that's eaten, l'chair, you should be mahadar to try to bring a kohen who's tar, in order that you should be able to eat the basar. That's tumas gavri. Now, Tumas Karbin, if the dam or the kaimitz became Tomei, according to the man Omer Hutra B'tzibor, you could clearly be Zerik the dam or be Makter the kaimitz L'chatchilo without coming on to Ritzoy Tzitz, whether there's an option of bringing another carbon or there's no option of bringing another carbon. The only exception is a carbon that has to be Nechal, so if only the dam or the kaimitz became Tomei, then again you could be Zerik the dam L'chatchilo, you could be Makter the kaimitz L'chatchilo, and you could eat the Basar or the Shiraim. And here we said this will not be Tali in the Machlekes Rishonim about a carbon which is hukraf betumah if the basar is nechal when it's tahar, because here you have the ritzoy tzitz. If there's ritzoy tzitz to be machshir the carbon, then for sure the basar is nechal if it's tahar. The machlokes rishonim only is if the heter of bringing a carbon tzibur betumah is that matter of the basar ba'achila. However, ritzoy tzitz, that's machshir the carbon, that is matter of the basar ba'achila, as long as it's not tamei. Just by carbon yachid, the Rabbanon said not to be zerik the dam, not to rely on ritzoy tzitz, and if you did b'mezid, they gave a knas, and they passed the carbon le'inyin achila. They said treat it as a possible carbon, and therefore it can't be nechal. Mashenk in a carbon sibur, they did not give this din. They never said that if you're zerik dam tamei, then don't rely on ritzoy tzitz, and don't be machshir ba'achila. It would be mutter ba'achila. So it would come out that tumah hutra, that's what's matter you to be zerik the dam l'chatchila. Ritzoy tzitz alone would still require you to l'chatchila bring a different carbon if possible. But what's matter at ba'achila, that's the ritzoy tzitz. The hechsher of the carbon, which was accomplished by the ritzoy tzitz, that will be machshir ba'achila, even if the tumah hutra will not be machshir la'achila, according to some rishonim. So this is all according to the man Omar tumah hutra. Now what about if you hold tumah dechuya? So if there's no other carbon, then you could be zerik the dam of this carbon even l'chatchila. And like we said, Tosfos holds this is true even by a carbon sibur she'ein kavua lozman. Now, if there is another option of bringing a different carbon, so Pashas Asugi is mashma, since Tuma Dechuya, you have to try to bring another carbon. Tosfos is mechadish that this is only true if there's no tzitz. If the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz, then even the chatchil you can be makir of this carbon, you don't have to look for another carbon. The Gvura Sarit brings raya, not like that, that even if there is a tzitz, still the chatchil you have to try to bring a different carbon if Tuma Dechuya b'tzibur. In Mamela, there's also a second machlokes Tosfos and the Gvura Sari. If there is no tzitz, and you hold tumah dechuya, according to Tosfos, b'diavad it's kosher. L'chatchila you should try to bring a different carbon, but if you can't, it's still kosher. According to the Gvura Sari, if you hold tumah dechuya, the only way to possibly be machshir this carbon is together with ritzoy tzitz, and if there is no ritzoy tzitz, it's possible even b'diavad. Now one final point, the Gemara in Amud Beis, Reb Shimon brings a raya, Kohen Gadol b'yom HaKippurim yechiach, She'ein oideu al mitzchah yumiratze. Rashi says that the Kohen Gadol does not wear the tzitz on Yom HaKippurim when he goes l'fnai u'l'fnim. She'ein ei nichnas b'bigdei zahav. He doesn't wear the Shemein b'godim, so b'meila he's not wearing the tzitz either. Now Rabbeinu Al-Yakim, he says similar to Rashi, but he adds a few words. He says he doesn't wear the tzitz l'fnai u'l'fnim because ein kategor nase sanegor. Rashi and Psochem Ayin Zayin as well, he adds this point that the Kohen Gadol does not wear the tzitz, l'fnai u'l'fnim, because ein kategor nase sanegar. Now Rabbi Kveger in the Gilyon HaShas over there in Psochem, he asks, why does Rashi feel necessary to add this reason of ein kategor nase sanegar? Let Rashi say simply, the Pasuk says that the Kohen Gadol wears the big day lavan. He doesn't wear the big day zav. Why does Rashi feel necessary at this moment to tell us time of dikra? Now in the Sefer Shmuis Chaim, he answers this kasha based on a different kasha of the Mikdash David. The Mikdash David in Simen Lamed Vav Sifkot and Aleph, he asks, it's muchach from Eretz Sugya that the Kohen Gadol could not wear the tzitz when he went lifnai lifnim on Yom Kippur. And he says, why is that so pashut? Enoch Rami, the Torah tells us that the Kohen Gadol wears big day lavan, as the Torah describes, Ksoines bad kodesh yilbash, michnesei bad yilbash al besorei. He wears the big day bad, which is the big day lavan. However, he asks, what will be the problem if he also wears the tzitz? Although we know the din that a Kohen Hedyet or a Kohen Gadol cannot wear extra begodim beyond the big day kahuna that they're supposed to be wearing, that's called yiter begodim, and that will pasul the avodah. However, the Mikdash David discusses that the tzitz is not considered a beget. He compares this to Gemara in Zvachim Daf Yutes, which discusses the tefillin, and the Kohen Tosfos over there, the sugya is muchach, that the Kohen Gadol can wear tefillin, that wouldn't be a problem of yiter begodim, because tefillin is not a beget, it's like a tachshit. And if so, if the Kohen Gadol wear the tzitz, even though the Torah does not say that he has to, it wouldn't be a problem of yiter begodim, it's not considered a beged. So why can't the Kohen Gadol also wear the tzitz when he goes lefnai ulefnim? That will take care of the problem which is brought up in the sugya, that if the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz, there might be a problem with tumah. So the Shmuis Chaim says, the fee this, it's very good why Rashi felt necessary to mention the svara of en kateger nasa seneger. Perhaps Rashi was bothered by this kasha. Why can't the Kohen Gadol wear the tzitz when he goes lefnai ulefnim? There's no problem of yiter begodim. On that, Rashi answered that he can't wear anything zov when he went inside because in kategor nasa saneger. Now the truth is, this kasha of the Mikdash David is based on an assumption that if the Kohen Gadol would wear the tzitz when he goes lefnai ulefnim, then you would have the ritzoy tzitz, and therefore he asked, why can't the Kohen Gadol wear it and it would solve all the problems? However, this is not so pashut b'chlal. The Beis Halevi in Chelik Aleph, Simon Gimel, Ois Hei, discusses when we say that the tzitz is meratzeh, and Rabbi Yehuda holds it's only while the Kohen Gadol is wearing it, he has a suffix, is it enough if the Kohen Gadol is wearing just the tzitz, or does he have to be wearing all the Shemayna Begadim? Perhaps only when he's wearing all the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol, then the tzitz will have the kayach to be meratzeh. But if he's only wearing the tzitz, and not the other Big Day Kohen Gadol, then perhaps it does not have a kayach to be meratzeh. And this is the maskana of the Beis Halevi. Only when the Kohen Gadol is wearing all his Shemayna Begadim, then he has the unique mile of a Kohen Gadol, and then the tzitz is able to be meratzeh. But if he's not wearing all the Shemayna Begadim, then there is no kayach to be meratzeh. And if so, the kasha of the Mikdash David would not start bechlal. The Kohen Gadol, when he goes lefnai lefnim, he can't wear all the Begadim. Therefore, even if he would be wearing the tzitz, it wouldn't help bechlal to be meratzeh.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.